Country Pop FM.
That's a good big old thud. Bob Almanac this week brought to you by American Pressure in Robbinsdale. American Pressure, a huge inventory of pressure washer parts, accessories, all right there. And they'll ship the same day. Their service techs come right to you to get your machines fixed and working the way they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray it, don't say it. I'm sure when they first built Red Rocks, I was surprised when you told me that was a Works Progress Administration during the Depression project.
Yeah, it was
during FDR.
Yeah, it was 36 to 41.
Yeah,
is the time frame that it was constructed.
They probably used American pressure washers to clean off those rocks.
They might have
get the moss off there so they could show it off. Let's get a we do have an almanac salute today.
Oh, we do.
Yes, we do. One of the main architects of the Minneapolis Sound, David Rifkin, a.k.a. David Z, Grammy-winning producer, passed away at the age of 78. He was a member of the group Lip Sync.
Okay.
He's not the one singing here. FYI.
Okay.
This isn't him singing.
No.
That's a woman. David was obviously a master producer, director, being able to audio engineer things and record things. And so he was part of this sound of Lip Sync, which was a monster hit.
Oh,
1979-1980, right in there.
Huge. This was unique, yes.
Just a fun song. There was nothing else on the radio at the time that sounded like that.
No, it was very fun.
So he passed away at the age of 78, passed away in Burbank, California. Complications from an infection. He was born here in Minneapolis, a Minneapolis guy. He had a role in launching Prince's career, producing early demos and recordings and engineering some of his early albums. But again, known for Lip Sync, he was a member of the group Lip Sync.
Very nice.
Funky Town. He produced She Try Me, Hey. You know, that's the Fine Young Cannibals.
Yes.
You worked with Etta. Listen to this. Etta Jones, Buddy Guy, Al Green.
Wow.
Architect of the Minneapolis Sound, David Z. Now gone, but not forgotten. Yeah. Tuesday, August 4th, 216th day of the year. Champagne was invented on this date by French monk Dom Perignon. I'm pretty much sure that it was it was by accident.
Right.
It over-fermented or something. Yep. Something happened. All of a sudden, you got some carbonation in there and champagne. You're a big Cristal guy, right? You like to sip Cristal.
Yeah, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go Cristal.
You're going big time, Dom Perignon.
It's worth the money.
1693. You cannot underestimate what French monks have come up with and all of their inventions.
Crafty.
Very, very much. So they got a lot of time on their hands.
Do.
They don't spend a lot of money. They just wear those kind of brown, burlappy robes. They don't spend a lot of money. You don't have to work much on their wardrobe, so they got time to come up with stuff.
And they do.
And even though this one was by accident, 1693. 1892, this was the date of the, you can call it crime of the century for the 1800s, Lizzie Borden. Axe murderer.
Mm-hmm.
She murdered her parents with an axe in the conservatory. Professor Plum had nothing to do with it.
No, he was an innocent bystander.
It was at their home in Massachusetts. Now, she was arrested, tried, but was acquitted. Must have been a problem with the
glove
with the evidence.
Didn't fit.
No, it wasn't a glove. At the scene of the crime, there was a bonnet found. And as you know, if the bonnet doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the bonnet did not fit, because this was apparently the bonnet of
the real killer.
So what she did was, so that bonnet wouldn't fit, she took a bunch of steroids, a.k.a. Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
Head got huge. Bonnet didn't fit.
Acquitted.
She went free. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
So that was the state. The Lizzie Borden murders, 1892. 1944, this is the date. And I remember watching the Anne Frank movie, And just the suspense is just when the Frank family was found by the Nazi police, the Gestapo, 1944. This is the date that it happened. Anne Frank was 15 years old. She had been documenting, of course, everything in her diary, and that became a book and then a couple of different movies.
Yes.
They had been hiding secret quarters above her father's factory in Amsterdam for more than 2 years.
Jeez.
And they almost got there. I mean, we're 1944 here in August.
It was almost over.
They almost made it. They really did.
Then she died at
Auschwitz or one of those?
Yeah, it was one of those horrible camps.
1983.
I turned and whipped and threw the ball, you know, to the bad boy, and a bird happened to be there. And it's unfortunate. You think it's funny, but the fans were on my case, and it's tough enough to play this game.
And he was actually arrested. That's Dave Winfield.
Yeah.
Arrested by Toronto police. If you ever watched games at Exhibition Stadium, they had these seagulls that would just fly in and they would hang out in the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd have to scatter them. He was charged with causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. He spent like an hour in jail for killing that seagull. Pat Gillick, the general manager of the Blue Jays, and again, Dave did play for the Blue Jays later, but he's with the Yankees now in 83.
Oh, sure.
He was with the Yankees.
Yes.
He was a visiting player.
A visiting team.
But the home GM, Pat Gillick, paid his $500 bail.
Well, that was
nice. To get him out of jail. It was very nice.
Yeah.
It was an accident, of course.
Winfield probably could have afforded it, too.
He could have.
I just saw there was a little reel that came through on my news feed. It said the 10...
You have a news feed?
Yeah.
You have a news feed?
Well, it just shows
impressive.
Up. I don't know how I got it.
No.
It shows up on my phone. And they were doing the 10 wildest baseball things that have happened, and it was Randy Johnson pitching,
right.
And that bird flew in front of his fastball and just got obliterated.
I recently got an oil change, and the truck came out, and I hadn't noticed this. I don't look at the front of my truck a lot. There was a bird jammed into my grill.
Oh.
I had hit it going full blast, and the thing was just in there, and the tech at the garage helped to pull it out a little bit. I think I still got bits in there. One of these days, I need to get it out of there.
Right.
But no damage to the grill.
American
it kind of jammed right in. Yeah, let's take the pressure washer to it.
Right.
But,
it happens.
That was kind of weird to find that. It had become a little crispy. So, let's move on to birthdays now today.
Stick with beer, you want something stronger?
I quit drinking, I'll stick with beer.
You know there's alcohol in that, right?
It's a Michelob Ultra. There's more alcohol in orange juice.
I ain't judging, buddy.
Oh, Billy Bob Thornton, one of my favorite characters on television. He's the Landman.
Yes.
And there he is as Landman. Of course, he was in the Fargo TV series. He was in Sling Blade. He's Bad Santa. He was Buttermaker in the remake of Bad News Bears.
Right.
But
he was in the Alamo.
Yeah, right.
He played the guy. The main man in
charge.
Sam
Houston?
No. He was in charge at the Alamo.
Not Davy Crockett.
Anyway.
We don't need to know.
I know.
Billy Bob Thornton is 71. And the funny thing about that is, after that scene, you'd think Michelob Ultra would want nothing to do with him because he just slammed their product on his television show.
Right.
He is now a spokesman. His ads were all over the World Cup.
Wow.
Where are my ultras?
Yes.
Here, I'll share an ultra with you.
Yeah.
Billy Bob Thornton is... what do you think of Michelob Ultra?
It's not my favorite.
It's ultra low in carbs.
Yes.
That's why that is very popular. It still has a slight beer taste to it.
Right.
I prefer to have a little bit more beer taste, so I go Michelob Golden Light, which has a little more beer flavor than the Ultra, but also then also has more calories and
a lot of Coors Light and Coors Banquet.
Well, why not? Well, the Yellow Jacket. You're going to have a Yellow Jacket. If you're in Colorado, do as the Coloradoans would do, and that's have a Yellow Jacket. Billy Bob Thornton is 71 today. Former president of the day, Barack Obama.
Well, I believe I should be able to get at least a piece of chicken. All right? I should be able to get a piece of chicken and, maybe a steak. And also, maybe a dessert, because I've had a stressful time for the last decade.
That might be Jay Farrell doing Barack Obama.
It's a very good Barack Obama.
Yes, it is. Have you seen his Will Smith?
It's good.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then what's his name? Denzel Washington. Also very good. Barack Obama does not do a Denzel Washington impression.
No.
But President Obama is 65 today.
Okay. Looks all over.
Everyone, this is Julie.
Oh.
Hi.
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 Hey. Hi. But I'm not here. You haven't met me. I'll make a much better first impression tomorrow when I don't have 20 hours of cabin plane on me.
And bus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, with the screaming guy?
She was Ross's girlfriend, remember? Rachel went to the airport to meet him. They, you know, Rachel was going to go all in on Ross, and then he gets off the plane with a girlfriend he met somewhere. Was it California? Was it in China or somewhere? She was Asian. I can't remember where.
Oh.
But he had come from somewhere. Do you remember that?
No.
Did you watch Friends?
I did watch some of them, yeah.
It was kind of a big story arc there, you know, the whole Rachel Ross
thing. Well, they were together, and then they weren't, and then they got back together, I thought, or maybe not.
Yeah, well, they were on a break.
Well, I remember they were on a break. Yeah.
And that during the break, that's when
he met.
But Rachel was going to go all in with flowers and the whole thing, a big-time relationship, and then... Yeah, it was heartbreaking. It really was. But eventually all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Lauren Tom, who played that role, Julie, on Friends. She's also done some voices on, like, King of the Hill and Futurama. Mm-hmm. Those are cartoons, Neil.
Yep.
Roger Clemens, by the way, she's 65. Roger Clemens is 64. The father of Cody Clemens.
Sure.
That's what he's being known for. Not for all the Cy Youngs and everything.
Cody's doing nice work.
And
he misremembered sometimes.
He misremembered. He did take performance-enhancing drugs, and because of that, he's not in the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He is 64 today.
Sounds like TV team time to me.
Exactly what it is. The new Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, I like this a lot.
Daniel Day Kim.
So I do watch more than Gunsmoke. I did.
Just go with the bit. People like it.
I know.
You're getting T-shirts from it, so.
Right. Is this? I don't think that's the Ventures version.
No, that's the new one. Ran 10 seasons.
The new one did.
The new one ran 10 seasons.
Yeah, that probably outran the old one.
I'm pretty sure it did. It's close to it if it didn't. 58 today. Jeff Gordon, he's one of the greats in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Now kind of retired.
He rubbed some people the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah, he's one of those guys you love to hate. There's some people didn't like him at all. Yeah. Jeff Gordon is 55. Didn't he hit somebody on a track somewhere?
Yeah, and he got away with it.
Like on a dirt track, Jeff Gordon, 55. Right. Meghan Markle, she is married to Prince Harry.
Sure.
They're kind of on the outs with the royal family. They're kind of on the they're the black sheep of the family.
Right.
Meghan Markle is 45. This guy was funny. That television show Rules of Engagement was one of my favorite shows because it had Patrick Warburton, you know, Putty from Seinfeld, the lovely Megan Price, Oliver Hudson, Kate Hudson's brother.
Mm-hmm.
David Spade was in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then David Spade's assistant, Timmy, was played by Adhir Kalyan.
And why exactly do you need me?
Because Amy, this chick I'm dating, has a friend in town who refuses to leave us alone. You know what that means?
Operation Rodeo Clown.
Yeah! And your mission?
To distract Amy's friend, thereby freeing you to lasso your date for your own personal hoedown.
Good man. You know, over the years, you've become quite an accomplished little clown.
David Spade, always funny.
Always good.
43 for Adhir Kalyan. And our rapper of the day is Bobby Shmurda. Bobby Shmurda, who invented a dance called the Shmoney.
Oh.
The Shmoney. He did do some prison time, probably because he invented a dance called the Shmoney.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, if you invent dances, you probably should be in prison for a little bit. That is actually why Winfield was in jail. It wasn't because he hit the bird. So Bobby Shmurda, our rapper of the day, now free, no longer in prison, is 32.
Mm-hmm. Gone but not forgotten today. Jim, do you own any Louis Vuitton wear of any type? Born on this day, 1821. I didn't realize Louis was that old. Fashion designer Louis Vuitton, 1821. One of the greats, old Satchmo, Grammy Award-winning jazz musician, singer Louis Armstrong, 1901.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
That song would not be as popular as it is today if not for Good Morning Vietnam. I think that was the movie. It might have been in another movie as well, but it was back on the charts.
Huge part of it. And when you go see Sammy Kershaw, towards the end, usually right before, early on in his encore, he does that song Louis Armstrong style, and it is
really
spot on good. I wonder if it's on YouTube somewhere. It's so
good.
He does a great job with that. Anyway, the great Louis Armstrong there, born on this day, 1901. Remember, she was at all the presidential news conferences, sitting in the front row asking questions. White House correspondent Helen Thomas, the elderly lady, born on this day, 1920. One of the great hockey players of all time. Before there was Gretzky and some of the others, and there was the Rocket, Maurice Richard, first guy to score 500 career goals, first guy to score 50 goals in a season with the Montreal Canadiens, Maurice the Rocket Richard, 1921.
He has a trophy named after him now.
Yeah, does
if you lead the league in goals scored during the regular season, you get the Rocket Richard trophy.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Frankie Ford, fine singer. He had a big hit in 1959.
Old man rhythm is in my shoes. It's no use to sitting and singing the blues. So be my guest, you've got nothing to lose. Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
So is that what was old man rhythm in your shoes when you were dancing on Fox 9 that one time? Is that why you danced so well? Old man rhythm was in your shoes.
Won't you let me take you on a sea cruise?
Sea cruise. That was then a 20-year-old Frankie Ford singing that song in 1959. Born 1939. Actor, comedian. I remember him from Law and Order. He also did some stand-up work. Richard Belzer, 1944.
A military plane drops JFK's coffin into 9,000 feet of water 3 years after the assassination. You don't find that suggestive, perhaps even a tad bit disquieting? No. The Justice Department waits 33 years before they impart this tidbit on the American people. And then they say they did it because it wasn't evidence? What are you, sheep? Will you believe anything?
Nah.
That's the guy that plays Mayhem on Allstate. I forgot that he was in the Law & Order show.
Oh, yeah. I did too.
It was just his birthday recently.
Right. Richard Belzer there, 1944. All right, let's turn it up a little for some lead guitar work from Robin Crosby with Rat.
That's him on the guitar.
Two T's on that rat, please. R-A-T-T, Robin Crosby, slinging the guitar work there, 1959. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Staff missed a couple.
Ogre!
Where are they?
Ogre,
I think they're talking about us.
Ogre,
no way.
Ogre!
When he saw Nerds, he went into a rage. Yep. The actor Donald Gibb, not part of the Gibb Boys, although you should hear him hit the notes on exactly on Everybody Needs More Heaven, Little More Heaven. Donald Gibb, who was Ogre in Revenge of the Nerds, just passed away in 2026, so I'm not surprised your staff didn't have him on the list yet,
right.
1954. And then...
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, how did your staff miss Clara Peller?
That is unfortunate.
And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac.
And she died in 87. That's plenty of time to get her on the list.
Hey, where's the beef?
39 years? Come on. Give my staff a break.
What a catchphrase.
Yeah. That went well for Wendy's.
Oh, gosh. It sure was big, fluffy bun.
Yes.
Clara Peller, born this date, 1902. Now...
they're all gone. But not forgotten.
Earl Thomas Conley. Oh, by the way, this almanac has been brought to you by American Pressure.
Right.
Spray it, don't say it. Earl Thomas Conley, What I Say, Thinking Problem, David Ball. Mm-hmm. Or you go with Hank Williams Jr. and Friends, Leave Them Boys Alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking David Ball thinking this morning.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KVGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Total Country Bob FM. Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exterior Studios. Damage.